Blog Talk Radio. Well, shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Shaina Yisrael with another edition of the Yehuda Project. We're glad to be here this week. We were absent last Sunday. What a blessing it was to be back among our brethren, our brothers and sisters on our show this week. A lot of stuff has happened this week. And I just wanted to first say, you know, to the family, the Windsor family, the Mountbatten family, Queen Elizabeth's family, we are so very sorry for your loss. We extend our heartfelt condolences for the loss of your mother and your grandmother and your great-grandmother and your queen. We are so very sorry for that. It's been a very difficult week, a very trying week, you know, because for us, at least for me, it is always exhibited what a monarch is supposed to be. The government that we are supposed to be under. You know, she's always been that anchor, that person that you could kind of look after and see what an actual monarch is supposed to mirror a monarch, and it has just always been that. And, you know, now that she is gone and they have a new king, King Charles III, you know, our support is behind you 100% because the Most High is the one who puts up kings. He says, I put up kings, I tear down kings. I, the Most High, do all these things. So he is the one who has established the kingship in the earth. You know, we were talking about that yesterday in the Bible class, you know, in Daniel chapter 2. He said, in the days of these kings, that I'm going to build my kingdom. So kings are supposed to be here. Kingships of other nations are required to be here during this time. You know, and she has been on the throne for 70 years, which is phenomenal. It is just amazing that she was allowed and given that much time to be on the earth, and what a blessing, you know, it was for her and her family for her to be there as long as she was, you know. And also, you know, that she was a female. You know, I remember, and I'm going to get ready for the show, but I remember one Sunday, we used to meet at my grandmother's house on Sundays after church all the time. And my uncle then was ran, but they chest back like I'm talking about. The world is ran by men. It's always all men, and men are supposed to be in control. And men. And it felt so good. I said, yeah, but guess what? There's one woman on the planet that's got, she's got so much power, she has an army behind her. And they couldn't say nothing. I was like, one woman. Queen Elizabeth, she has an army behind. There is one woman, you know. So from a female standpoint, you know, we have lost, you know, someone that has stood the test of time. She was the epitome of grace. She was very poised, professional, all of those things. And she has completed her assignment on this earth. So, again, I'm not going to rail on it. I just wanted to say, you know, that we do extend our heartfelt condolences to you and your family. And then another thing that I want to say, too, is I love the forgiveness. Oh, I just love the example of the forgiveness, because this is what it's all about. And I know there's a lot of newscasters on here trying to rear up a story, but there is none, because where forgiveness is, it's complete. And everybody is coming together, because when someone dies like this in your family, it makes you see how important life really is. And life is too short to harbor resentment in your heart for anything, because we can be here today and gone today. It happens just that fast. So I just want to share those things and just to let you guys know, you know, that we do feel the pain that everybody else feels. We feel the loss that everyone else feels. Now, moving on to our show. I am excited today. I am really excited. It is so much stuff going on in the earth, you know, and things are moving according to Yah's plan. So, you know, I know that, you know, we had a good time yesterday in our Bible class, and we had a wonderful opportunity to share, you know, when these kind of things happen with the current events class and all that kind of good stuff. But does anybody have anything that was in our group yesterday that you would like to talk about? If so, please push 1. If not, remember I told you we have a special guest today. She is going to be on our show today sharing some of the things that we talk about in our group. But before we get her on, is there anyone on here that has anything that you would like to share about yesterday, about anything? You know, we're not going to, you know, I want to hold you. Okay, well, if not, guess what? If our guest is online, please feel free to push one. I would like to introduce you to everyone. Just push the number one, and we'll get you in queue. And she is definitely here. All praises to the Most High Yah. So I'm going to open up the mic. I'm going to introduce her, and then I'm going to let her have the floor until she, you know, says what she has to say. And you guys can ask questions or anything that you may want to ask her. All right, I'm going to open up your mic. All right, your mic is open. You're on the air. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing well. No complaints at all whatsoever. Still in the land of the living, and the Most High is good all the time.
Amen.
All the time. So why don't you take this time and introduce yourself. The floor is yours. You're being heard all over the world. Everybody's hearing you, so go for it.
Okay, my name is Miss Wanda Cox. I used to have a YouTube program. The name of it was Prophet for the Nations, Prophetess Wanda. I no longer have that, but I do have a video on there concerning as to what I'm about to talk about, the exodus out of America. And many of your viewers, they can watch it. It's a blooper because I was trying to erase it, but I couldn't find a password. Maybe the Lord just wanted to stay on there for some reason or another. But anyway, I want to talk about the vision that Ambassador David Gilman Sr. had. It's very, very confirming the same vision that the Lord gave me in 2018. And the name of it is Ships to Ghana. And many things the Lord told me about going back to Africa. This was in 2018. And if anybody wanted to watch the video, the name of it is Judah, the Ships Are Coming. And that's, they'll find it on Prophet for the Nations, Prophetess One. Anyway, this vision happened to me in 2018 while I was in prayer. And the Holy Spirit told me while I was praying, he said, pray for ships. And I was kind of really just thrown back. So I started to pray for the ships, and I prayed for all kinds of ships. And I prayed for cruise ships. I prayed for military boats. I prayed for ocean liners. You name it, I prayed for it. And while I was praying, he said, I saw in a vision large military boats. And I was really amazed. I mean, it's amazing because as I was praying, he was taking me in a vision. And I was actually seeing these boats. And I saw African Americans and their families with a small, tiny little sack in their hands. They didn't have anything. They just had, some families had little bitty sacks in their hands. And they were going up a ramp to a very, very large boat. And that would look to be military men. They looked to be of the Navy military. And each family was given a bag of gold. And I was just, oh my God, what in the world? So anyway, and the Lord told me while I was looking at this, he said, we are going to get this on our way out. Now I just want to say something on that. A lot of African Americans, a lot of our black people are fighting for reparation, which is really a joke because they're not going to give it to us. They're not going to want to. And they think they're going to get it in one way, and then they're going to get it another way, but it's not going to be any way like that because God is not going to allow us to get reparation and spend it right here with the Gentiles. He's not going to let that happen because if he was to give us reparation right here in America, it'll be another Black Wall Street. like it happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And with the hatred that would happen and the tension and the persecution that would come from these people, that's why God would not, he's not going to give it to us while we are here in this country. He said, we're going to get this on our way out. Okay, and then right after that, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to pray for houses in Ghana. And then I recall asking him, I said, Lord, why Ghana? And he said, Ghana is going to be a channel, something that you go through. So Ghana, and I believe God is going to open up different parts of Africa, because just coming out of America is over 40 million people. So I would have to believe that he's going to open up different parts of Africa for us. And I believe also that Ghana is going to be a channel also for us to learn our Hebrew language and some of our old customs that we lost. So, you see, we don't know how long we're going to be in Ghana, because right after that, he told me, he said, about 2 or 3 months, he told me, see, I was in prayer again, and he said, this is what he just told me. So I was talking to him about the houses, and he told me, he said, the houses will be brick and mortar. Now, he just told me that about a couple of days ago, because I was talking to him about this same situation. So the house is going to be nice. And later, right after that, maybe 2 or 3 months later, I was in prayer, and the Holy Spirit shouted in my spirit. He said, the ships are coming. And he said, they are at the dock. And I said, wow, that was quick. So, and later in 2019, the Holy Spirit told me, he said, there's going to be a hole in America. I said, Lord, what do you mean there's going to be a hole in America? He said, after the Exodus, America is going to go in what you call economic collapse. It's going to sink. But he also added more things. He told me, he said, and this was in 2019, so he was dealing with me very heavily about the Exodus in 2018 and 2019. He said that before we get the reparation, he said it must go to the House of Representatives. And he said they're going to vote on it. It's going to go through, and they're going to vote on it. And I know a lot of people are not going to want to hear what I'm about to say, but he said Donald Trump, they will send it to Donald Trump. Donald Trump will be the president at that time. And they say the House is going to send it to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump will sign it into law. And that's pretty much all that the Lord told me about it.
Mm. Wow. I mean, it's a lot of information, confirmation on a lot of it. Have you tried to give this information to the body of Christ at all whatsoever?
I did. I erased it my YouTube channel. I erased it that on YouTube. And I didn't redo it, because since I erased it, I just left it there. And I think a lot of people, I don't have a lot of views on it because the channel itself is erased. But I talk to people about it all the time.
Okay. And what kind of response are you getting from the people?
They're excited. They're excited. A lot of black people are excited. They're interested. You know, to be honest with you, I haven't gotten any arguments, any sad faces. A lot of them just excited. They're ready.
Good.
People are ready.
Yeah, they are. That's true. That is true. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
It's some something else I wanted to add about Ambassador David Gilman said something about there was going to be persecution and killings in the streets and hunts. Well, let me tell you, I want to tell you and all your viewers, you can pray against that because I did.
Yeah.
And thank you. I felt the anointing on that. And the Lord will reverse that because when he brought us out, when he brought our ancestors out of ancient Egypt, he didn't let one ancient Egyptian touch us.
That's
true. As a matter of fact, Pharaoh tried to come behind us, and he did. And the Lord closed the waters upon him and his army. And
yes,
when I prayed, I went in prayer about that. I said, Lord, you have got to protect us. Thank you, Jesus. I felt the anointing again on that. And the Lord confirmed to me that he will. Now, that could be just for me. That's why I'm telling your viewers, they should pray about this persecution. Pray that God will reverse it. Pray that God will cause them to, and their families to get to the boats. Pray that God will cover them and that God will send angels all around them when this thing get ready to go down because it's going down. And we don't
yes,
have much longer.
No, we don't have a long time, that's for sure. I mean, I hope we don't anyway. I don't feel like we do. You know, I know what he said, and his word is true. It's not going to come back void, you know, and I agree with you 100%. We don't have a long time. And matter of fact,
no.
They want us gone, you know.
Yeah, they do. And the curses is not on us no more. That's over. Now, what they're doing now, if you read in Ezekiel 34:2-5, the Bible talks about how they persecuted us even when our punishment was over. The punishment that God allowed to come upon us because of our disobedience and our adultery, that's over. The curse has been broken.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord revealed that to me really last year. So what we're looking at now of police shootings and police killings, that's them. That's their hatred for us.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they're continuing to persecute us when our punishment is over. God
yeah,
is not
I mean,
in that.
When you understand the children of Israel, when Moshe came through to let them know that it was time to go, they punished them harder. They made them make brick without straw. So, I mean, you know, So,
And,
does anybody have a question for her? If you do, please push one. Go ahead, sis. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just waiting.
Oh, no, nobody's pushed one yet. They just listening. Nobody's pushed one yet. We got a lot of people on here. They're just listening. But, yeah, I can definitely agree with you. I mean, you know, it's a lot. I mean, you know, but the problem that we have is the Christian church. Our brothers and sisters don't want to give up the Christian church. They don't want, and like I told everybody yesterday, once we leave, that's over with. There's no more of that. There's not going to be any more of what we think church is. Because when we get to where
that's
we're
right.
going, our Elohim is going to be there with us to make sure that he explains to us all the things that we didn't know. So all of that, all of the organ playing and the emotional, all that's going to be over with. The education
yes.
levels is over with. All that's over
that's
with.
Right.
We're not going to take anything with us from here to where we're going.
And you are so right about the church because I have ran across one or two of them, and I mentioned it. And the first thing they throw up to me, well, what about the rapture? They always do that. You know, they say, well, what about the rapture? And I have to tell them, I say, this is going to happen before the rapture. See, they try to throw up the rapture, that you know, that's that Anglo-Saxon teaching to to confuse you.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of the church is not awake.
No, they're not. They're not. They're not. That is definitely true. They are definitely not awake. And it, and you know, it's really difficult, you know, to know that, but you cannot awaken them. The Most High has to be the one to do that, you know, but they have been given the a narrative and an ending that's just not true. The rapture's not the end of the story, because we have to complete.
No.
The old testament is not fulfilled.
No.
It's not. The whole Old Testament is not fulfilled. There are multiple prophecies that have yet to be revealed and fulfilled in the Old Testament. So, you know, you can't discard the Old Testament, because that second Exodus is in Genesis 15. It's in Genesis 15, 13, and 14. So it is not fulfilled, and we cannot expect for, you know, them to believe that, because this is something they've been taught.
Well, see, this is why God is doing, this is why he's doing what he's doing. Because if God had to raise up a preacher in here in America and say, okay, guys, come on to the boats, it wouldn't come.
No.
The boats are coming, like, next week. You got to shut the churches down. You got to get ready, get prepared. They wouldn't believe it. The church, the first people wouldn't believe it would be the church.
That's true. That is so very
true.
So
God got to do this thing suddenly. Eruptly, all of a sudden, because just like Prophet David Gilmore said, they're not going to want to give it. They're not going to want to give it.
Mm.
And I really, again, I really do pray urgently that your listeners pray against this persecution, because if they don't pray for it, it can happen to some of them. And it's not gonna. And the Bible said that we're gonna be going. We're gonna be going back with gold and silver and much tears and much laughter. Now, how are we gonna go back with much laughter and much tears and much gold, and some of our family members have gotten shot down in the streets while we're trying to get out of here?
True.
They wouldn't be very happy. That's why I'm urging people to pray against. You can't pray against. You can reverse that persecution. I'm urgently want your listeners to pray about that. Pray that God will, that the angels will cover them and their families and their families abroad, and that they will make it to the boats. I'm not going to wait to tell people to pray for this. You got to start praying for this now. Because this thing gonna happen suddenly, without warning.
Mm.
You know.
Hold on, let me get the mics open. I got some people with their mics open. Area code 717. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom. Thank you, sister, for being with us. I just wanted to ask if she saw anything about the wilderness, but I remember it's a different timeline. That's after the city without walls, right? That she didn't say anything about the wilderness? Okay. I realized that after I pressed one. But thank you, and thank you for being with us.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. Area code 717, your mic is open. You're on the air. Sis, your mic is open.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, you talking to me?
No, the caller. We got a caller.
Oh.
Yeah, no, my apologies. A sister earlier had just asked the same question I did, but it's so nice to have you. Praise the Most High that you're awakened.
All right. Anybody else want to push one, please feel free. Okay, area code 513, your mic is open. You're on the air. Lavia?
Shalom. I am among the living. I thank the sister for being there and confirming. I am just ecstatic. There's so many people that are having that same vision about the boats. The number of boats are astounding. I concur with you about praying about it, praying when you go out, praying when you go in, come in, because that's important to the Most High. He is looking for that. It's a must. Observing the high holy days, observing the Sabbath, it's a must, because that's what sets us apart. I look at so many brothers and sisters all throughout. You know, just I used to ask myself all the time when I go into different places and they're eating, and I'm like, why is nobody praying? Nobody prays for their food. Nobody's doing anything. And if I got to be the one that's sitting over in the corner praying towards the east, I'm going to do that. Because I'm doing whatever the Most High want me to do, because I do not want to stay in this land. I strongly know that I'm not supposed to be here. But I do concur with the sister and what you say is that we have got to get to the point of praying, of being the example to others seeing us pray, and it not being a lost, you know, thing among our people, because we are the people, we are the example, and we have to get to a point of living that. We you know, any day that this, the killing and the everything that they bring against us, because they plot this stuff and they've been doing it for thousands of years daily. And I mean, we don't have anything else. We have to be the anchor, the one to pray for our families and get them to understand, because if you stand in there and you're doing what you need to do, eventually somebody's going to see that. Somebody's going to hear about what's going on, what makes you different. Why is nothing happening to you and everything is happening to us? Because you keep the laws, the statutes, and the commandments. We have got to do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, sis, let me ask you a quick question. Are you still affiliated with any of the churches? Did you ever used to attend a church where you're the prophetess of a specific building or something like that?
I'm a non-denominational, and I'm not affiliated with any one church as of now because of the COVID-19.
Okay.
A lot of churches was pretty much closed and shut down. But I am still safe. I am the church.
Okay. Now, what have you done for them to be able to get this message to them?
What I've done for who?
The church. I mean, have you done anything in particular?
Oh, I've told every church in town. I've told every church in this town about what's going on and that who we are. It's not the only church I probably haven't went to is maybe the white church, but I have went to every black church, so they know.
And what kind of response do they give you?
Well, many have done it. Many are talking about it, and some of them not. Some know now, and some don't.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, some of them knows, just like I can say, but whether or not they are preaching about it in their churches, I don't know. But I do know they got the message.
Okay. And the reason why I ask is because, you know, when you understand the dynamics of the church and how it's ran and who's operating it, they are all bound by a certain oath to be able to teach the same thing. And the rapture is what everybody has agreed on, that the end outcome is going to be. And for them to accept the fact, one, that we're Hebrew Israelites, they, even though they might know it, they won't admit it. You know, and then two, to accept the fact that we are the people of the book and that we are supposed to be exited out of here because this was a punishment, they won't accept that either. If they do, they won't openly admit that either. So that's why I was asking, you know, what kind of response did you get?
Well,
I
think the Lord already know that, and that's why he's doing it just the way he's doing it. Because even though a lot of people not going to be calling upon the name of the Lord before this happened, A lot of his people not. The Bible says those who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, I will heal their land. A lot of them are not going to do that. A lot of African Americans, descendants of slaves, are going out of here unsaved. But I'm glad you brought that up, because let me tell you something. Whether they know it or not, there is going to be a purge in the wilderness. Because it was a purge when Moses was the leader of the ancient Hebrews. They were going against Moses. They were speaking against Moses. And it made God mad. He turned snakes upon them. He opened the earth upon them. He sent all kind of calamities and things on them. In the wilderness, because the Bible talks about the rebels, there are going to be rebels. Just like I say, a lot of people that's coming out of these countries, not just America, but from around the world. This exodus is not going to just be from America. It's going to be from around the world. Now, God may start off with America first, but it's going to be worldwide. And a lot of these people that's coming out from these nations that's going to be in the countries of Africa, a lot of them are going to be rebels. These are people that some of them think right now that Africa alone is Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. That's not true. That's right. Jerusalem is right there where it says it's at, in the Middle East, yeah. which is Africa, you know.
Right.
But that's where it's at. And a lot of them, once the houses get built and they got all this gold and all this kind of stuff, they're going to get comfortable. And a lot of them not going to want to come out of Africa. I can almost see it. What you going to Israel? Man, I'm not going in the wilderness. I got gold, man. I got houses. I'm not going to see. That's what you call rebels.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to want to go with the vast majority of the people that's going in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. So God's going to deal with those rebels. But the Lord also revealed to me, just like in olden times, that the majority of the people that are going to make it in Israel are going to be young people.
Mm-hmm.
People that got fight in them. Some of these older people, they set back in their ways. I'm not going in the wilderness. I'm not going that far. See, we don't know how long we're going to be in Ghana. We don't know how long we're going to be in the wilderness.
Oh, but we do.
We don't know if Jesus Christ is going to make an appearance.
Yeah, we do.
We don't know.
The scripture says we'll be in the wilderness for 3.5 years, so we do know how long.
Yeah.
But go ahead, I'm going to let you talk. Right. You go ahead, I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, and see, in that 3.5 years, there is going to be a purging.
Mm-hmm.
God is going to separate the goats from the sheep. Thank you, Jesus. I felt the anointing. Because there's going to be rebels, rebellious people, just like in the ancient time. And I don't know what God's going to do with them, but it's not going to go with us. If they're rebellious and they cut up, they talk about God, they go against Jesus, they go against not wanting to go in the wilderness, well, that's the end of this. So just like I was saying, there's a lot of people coming out of the countries. They're not saved. See, you can be a blood Israelite, but you also have to be a spiritual Jew also. In other words, we are Jewish people by blood. We are the flesh Jewish people. But the Bible says if you don't have his spirit, you are none of his. You have to be born of the spirit. You got to be saved. So you're his twice.
I want to ask you a real quick question. When you say that, because you know, I'm just curious what you mean when you say that you have to be saved. In terms of what exactly do you mean when you say have to be saved?
What I mean, the Bible says that you don't have his spirit, whether you are flesh Jew or not. If you don't have his spirit and you're not born again, filled with his Holy Spirit, you're none of his.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say that's going to be a purging in the wilderness. You don't know what our God going to do to us.
Mm.
It may be you may have to accept his spirit, those who are not, who don't have his spirit, but physically are Jew, but you have to have his Holy Spirit. There may be something going to be going on like that. You don't know what our God is going to do with us in while we in out there in those 3 years. Mostly, I would think, it's to try to prepare us before we go into the promised land. If you don't get it in America, you're going to get it out there in the wilderness.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm listening. I mean, you know, I hear a lot of different things.
If you don't
give
it, get it. Yeah, if you don't get it in these other countries, you're going to get it in the wilderness. And we're going to be taught. I believe the Lord is going to be teaching us. He's going to be raising up people to teach us, those who do not know him, those who do not know about his Holy Spirit. You got to receive his Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. Anybody else have a question? Hold on, sis. Anybody else have a question or a comment, or you want to address anything that she just said or speak to her in any other way, please feel free to push one. This is one of our guest speakers. She's a prophetess from a non-denominational church system, and she had the Most High gave her from Louisiana, and he gave her the vision of the second Exodus, and she's sharing with us her thoughts and her visions and what she saw. Anybody have anything you want to say, please feel free to push one. Sister Lavia, your mic is still open as well. Go ahead. I'm listening because I'm just curious, you know, because...
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
All right, and even... Okay, the brother Gilman, David Gilman, say he saw a lot of ships even going to Israel. Let me just say something on that. Even if you, if we want, even if some of us wind up in Israel, okay, if you have, and you're ADOS, and you haven't accept God's Holy Spirit, I believe your heart has to be conditioned.
What does that mean? What'd you say if you're ADOS? What does that mean?
African descendants of slaves.
Okay. African.
Okay. I believe, you know, your heart has to be a condition. Your heart, you have to be ready to receive Christ. Even if we wind up, even if there are some coming to the boats to Jerusalem. You know, in order to, I don't know if they're going to actually make it in Jerusalem, because we got to get, I don't know, even know how God is going to get the fake Jews out of Jerusalem. That's another picture that he hasn't showed me yet. I don't know how that's going to happen.
He's not. But let me ask you this question. What is the question? Oh, my gosh, it was right down the tip of my tongue. Okay, so let me get this straight. I want to make sure that I'm getting it straight, because I'm getting mixed up here. We got apples and oranges here. So the African descendants of slaves, all of them are not Hebrew Israelites. Let's say that, because we call ourselves Hebrew Israelites. The majority of us, now there is a group of us that, we're a nation. Let me start with that. We're a nation in exile. And in that nation, we have some who accept the Messiah and some who don't. So when you talk about the people that are coming with us, they're going to be people from other nations that are what do you call it, African descendants of slaves, that they're going to be coming out of every nation eventually. But the first group of people that are leaving to fulfill the prophecy in Genesis 15 is American, the people that are in America. So the majority of the people that are in America, not all of them, but a lot of them are still in church. They do believe in Jesus. They believe in the Jesus that they have in the church. And we believe in Christ. We just don't call him Jesus. We call him Yahushua. But we believe in Christ. So you know, there's going to be some people that are going to be atheists that are coming. There are going to be people that have come out of witchcraft that are coming. They're coming out of whatever they were in before they came to the knowledge that they were Israelites. Now, I don't know if how the way that you guys are seeing this second Exodus is like African descendant of slaves that are the ones that are going to be released. And this may be the way they coined the phrase to get us up out of here. They may say that this is a second Exodus for the African descendants of slaves and not the Hebrew Israelites, because they don't want to acknowledge us as being Israelites in the first place. So they may use that coin phrase to substantiate us leaving.
However, we don't even know how, okay, go ahead.
However, when it comes to who's Israelites and who's not, the Most High knows his people. Now, you have some people that are here that are Egyptian. They are descendants of the Egyptians. Those people will be able to go wherever they're going. You have some people here that have African descent. They are definitely going back to Africa. And then you have those that are Canaanites. We have Canaanites that are still mixed among us. We have some Amorites that are still mixed among us. And these were all people of color. So there are Israelites where the Most High knows his people. And he's going to bring us back to the land of Canaan, not necessarily Jerusalem, because the Gentiles are not finished.
Right. No. You know, the Bible talks about a mixed multitude.
It does.
That's going to be going back with us. So you are absolutely right. It is going to be a mixed multitude of people, but mainly the descendants of slaves. I think we probably outnumber everybody, but there is going to be I think it's going to be more of us, the tribe of Judah, that's going to be going back, but there will be a mixed multitude. We just may be more of them. The tribe of Judah just may be more of them going back. But like I was saying earlier, your heart, I do believe, in the wilderness, there's going to be a conditioning of the heart. That's what I believe. That's going to be a conditioning. They're going to have to know Christ. I believe there's going to be an introduction to Yahshua HaMashiach. I believe there's going to be teachings of who he is, of those who do not know him, those who are coming out of witchcraft, those who are coming out of the club, those who was on drugs. I believe there's going to be a teaching in the wilderness to condition their heart, to introduce. I believe the Lord is going to introduce himself to those that don't know him. I believe it's going to be a conditioning of the heart. And even with all of that, there are still going to be rebels.
Right, always have. That's true. Now, so how long have you been awake?
I've been woke ever since 2014.
Okay.
I can tell you, I was sitting in the front of my computer, and it's something I was doing. I was doing some kind of research, and I heard some Indians said that they was the tribe of Judah. I said I don't know how they can say that, you know. And I say, well, if these particular Indians, and I forgot who the Indians was. I don't know if they was Cherokee or Samoan. I don't know who they was. But anyway, and I say, I don't know how that's possible, because if that was true, then I got to be Israel in me, because we have Indian in our blood. And that's when I heard a masculine voice, and I knew it was the Lord, because I know his voice. And he told me, he said, you are a Jew from the tribe of Judah. I almost fell out my seat. Nobody didn't tell me who I was. The Lord himself told me who I was. And really what opened all of this up, some years before that, I had a friend of mine who has passed on. He was trying to tell me years ago, I think it was in 2012 or 13, that we were Jews. And I had that Christian mindset at that time. And I said, no, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And he brought all these kind of books out, and he brought all his Egyptian books out, and everybody, all the angels in the book was black, and just everybody was black. The angels in the book was black. Just everybody in the book was black. And I said, you know what? I said, I can't receive this. I don't receive this. But I couldn't be more further than the truth, because about 2 years after that, God started dealing with me. And that man is dead and gone, and I wish I could have apologized to him to let him know he was telling the truth. But at that time, I was in that Christian mindset, just like a lot of them today. I was trying to minister to a preacher not long ago, that he's an apostle, and he go around, he opened churches. And I was trying to tell him who we was, and boy, this man fought me to the nail, to the T. So, you know, I was like that, and I had to leave that alone. You know, and I say I prayed for him. I said, Lord, will you open his eyes?
Right.
And
so, do you find it difficult to go back into the church now that you're woke?
Yes, a little bit. But I'm a type of person, I don't believe in throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Okay.
You know, we are in the New Testament, basically. We're under the New Covenant. And what is the New Covenant? To love the Lord thy God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love your brothers and sisters like you love yourself. And how do you do that? It's simply, God is simply saying, respect your brothers, respect your sisters, respect your neighbors. Because if you respect them, you're not going to do them any harm. And the problem with that, people trying to figure out how do you love your neighbor? How do you love your enemy? How do you love this? It's respect. God is just saying, respect them. Thank you, Jesus. I felt that, and I felt the anointing. That love means respect. It means respect your neighbors, respect your family, respect people. And when you respect them, that's loving them right there all the time.
So do you believe in the law?
I believe in the old law. I don't believe we are under the old Mosaic law. You know, we've got to sacrifice animals and all that kind of stuff. But the Ten Commandments, yes, I do believe we're still under that. Because all you got to do is go out there and kill somebody and see where you're going to go. The God said, don't steal from your brother. Don't rob. Don't commit fornication. Don't covet what your neighbors have. Don't go out there and be lusting after what your neighbor got or lie with your neighbor's wife. Don't steal. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. Meaning
right.
Honor him in all things. But let him be first in all things. Acknowledge him in all things first. That's loving him with all your heart. When you put him on the top shelf, that's loving him with all your heart, body, mind, and soul. If you put him on the top shelf of everything in your life, before everything in your life.
Mm-hmm. And you
so the Ten Commandments, yes, I do believe.
And you keep the Sabbath?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Let me tell you how that happened. Now, I was under that old Anglo-Saxon Christian belief that, you know, church is the first day of the week and all this kind of stuff, and Saturday, you know, you just do what you want. Until in 2008, the Lord started dealing with me about the Sabbath day. I said, well, you know, I mean, every Saturday, I said, Lord, you're visiting me. I said, what is up? What's going on? I said, you deal with me a lot on Saturdays. I said, what is happening? Until I talked to a friend of mine, she said, that's a date. The Lord have a date with you on a Saturday. I said, why? So as time went by, I found out that he was dealing with me about the Sabbath. So, yes, I do keep the Sabbath. And if I don't keep it, he deals with me on that day. So now, do I have to do a little work in certain things? Yes, I do, because some things you can't leave on the Sabbath. If you got to do certain things on the Sabbath, you go ahead on, you have to do that. God understand that, because the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. There are certain things God knows you have to do that you can't get out of doing on the Sabbath, and he don't. You know, he let that go. But just don't forget that when you get through, don't forget to honor him the rest of that day. That's his.
Okay, okay. Well, it seems like to me, you know, that you are definitely waking up and that you have reached a certain level in your walk with the Most High. You know, and as you begin to study more, are you studying with someone? Do you have a group?
No.
Okay.
No, I have not been back to church yet, but I am preparing for that. God is getting ready, because of the COVID-19. Okay, I did not go to any churches. I have not been in any churches, and I plan to go back to church, hopefully before this year is out.
Okay, so you are going back into the Christian church for them, because I guess what I'm trying to figure out is. And this is not to throw shade or anything,
know.
But I'm talking about as an Israelite, how are they going to teach you, because they don't even know what it is to be an Israelite. I mean, I used to preach, so I've been in there, and I preached all over the place and prophesied all over the place. So I've done that, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. And my question, I guess, is from what I've heard you say and the things that I've heard that you, the Most High has opened up your eyes to a certain level to things, you know, they use that book as a reference. Now, when these pastors are preaching, they go back, they tell the people that the Old Testament is done away with, but they go back into the Old Testament to scriptures that are pertaining to the Israelite nation and then preach them to people who believe that they are Gentiles and expect that same God to be able to respond to the Gentile people who are really Israelites, and they're supposed to get the same results from the God. So it's a lot of confusion in there, especially when they won't accept the fact that these people are Israelites, and they don't want to accept any of the part that we're talking about. So I guess that's where I'm a little bit confused in terms of when I said, studying with someone, I meant Hebrew Israelite groups, not pertaining to the church.
I have not found that group or even that church yet because of the COVID-19, but soon as I have many, many plans to do this around the end of this year, going into next year. But let me tell you about the Israelites, the fake Jews that are in Israel. I believe, now say, take for instance, T.D. Jakes. Now, T.D. Jakes know who he is. I've heard him say that. He know he is a Jew, a Hebrew Israelite. He said it. Thank you, Jesus. He even know the tribe he's from. Now, why he's not teaching it, telling it to this congregation, there's a reason for that. And that reason has to be between him and his God. Because if God has told him to do that and he's not teaching them, then he is in error. But let me tell you what the Lord told me about us hidden Israelites. And I said, well, Lord, I see a lot of people having visions and dreams, like Kat Kerr, who done went to heaven, and she done seen all these things in heaven. She done seen Abraham. She done seen David. And you got Jesse Duplantis. He done went to heaven. He done seen David. He done seen Abraham. All of these people they done seen. I say, Lord, these people are black. And I say, why they are not telling the world? And he told me, he said, because it's not time yet. You see, I believe there is special, we're different. We're just different. If God was to let all of America know right now, I mean, if he was to raise up every white preacher in this country, and if he was to reveal who we really are in this country, we would be really highly persecuted. more than what's going on now. So I believe that's why God is holding their tongue. He holding a lot of these prophets, and he just letting us share, those who know who we are, he just letting us share it among each other.
But
now,
but
the white church.
Let me say this in defense of that. I would have to disagree, because when you look at the Hebrew Israelite groups that have formed, I mean, because I've been in this thing for a long time, and even when I came in here, there were groups that was way before me, years and years down the line, that have been teaching this thing. And not to mention, as I've watched it through the years, this thing has blew up all over the internet.
Right.
Everybody
right.
got YouTube channels.
That's true.
You got GOCC. You got IUIC. You got Israel Now. You got all kind of Hebrew Israelite groups all over the world. They're worldwide, so it's not a secret. And they know who we are. We all got Hebrew
mm-hmm.
Israelite channels. I mean, I've been on this radio show since, what, 2013? So we've been here for
right.
quite a while saying the same thing that you're saying. We got videos out all over the place. IUIC is going to the churches, and they're outside in front of the churches preaching that we Israelites while service is going on and talking
yeah.
to the pastors. It's not a secret
yeah.
per se.
We are doing it among each other. But what I was asking the Lord, why the white churches is not preaching it? That's what I want to know.
It's not.
And
really
he told me. He said because it wasn't time yet for them. Because apparently they haven't, even though a lot of them secretly know who we are, but they're
right.
not preaching it in their churches. They're not even mentioning how the police gunning down our people. They're not mentioning that in the white churches. We're talking
That's
about
true.
It among ourselves. And I said,
That's
Lord,
true.
Why? I said, Lord, why the white churches? Why is not this thing is not known all over America, basically, mostly in the white churches? And he said, because it's not time yet. It's not time for them to really know. I guess they'll know when the boats come. They'll know it then.
Yeah. And I agree with that, per se, because...
And I'm going to tell you why I said that. Let me tell you why I said that. Because Jesse Duplantis, he went to heaven, and he said he seen Abraham, okay, and he said he saw David, and he got a white church, mostly white. He got blacks in it, but he's mostly white. And he come back, he came to, you know, to tell the vision. And I said, well, I wonder why he didn't tell that Abraham was a black man, why he didn't tell that David was black. I said, what's the big secret about all of this? Now, you got Kat Kerr, who her ministry is going all around the world telling people about heaven. Okay, because she'd have been to heaven, I don't know, about 900 times. All right, she done seen all of these things in heaven. She done seen Michael Jackson. She done seen Abraham. She done seen Elvis Presley. She done seen David. She done seen all of these people. A lot of people she done seen that are black. I said, well, Lord, why she don't come back and tell people? That these people are black. The guy that was interviewing her mentioned something about the people in Africa, about that she said something that there's an angel on every coast. And she didn't want to touch on that about Africa. It's almost as if she was afraid to say anything about Africa. That's because the majority of the tribes in Africa are Jews. They're Hebrews.
Well,
and for
guess what? Or she could be lying, too. I mean, just because they say the Lord showed them something doesn't necessarily mean that's true either.
Well,
so, you know,
well, see, I know,
they
look,
lied.
No, no.
They,
I know she's not lying. Wait a minute. I know. That's true.
So
I know
much.
She's not lying, though. But can I say this? I know
so.
She's not lying because I have seen some of the things that she says she saw in heaven. I have seen them myself because God has given me open visions of heaven. So she's not lying. She's not lying because some of them things she said, I have seen them way before I even know a Kat Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I asked the Lord, I said, well, Lord, why these white churches, you know, why this thing is not being preached in the white churches? Why they don't know? And he said, because it's not time yet for us to be known by them. That's just what he said. It's not time yet. Even though they know, a lot of them know, But they can't reveal it. God is holding their tongue. But now we know among ourselves, we're preaching it and teaching it among ourselves. Now, just like I say, some of the white churches who know, they're afraid to touch on it. Now, I've seen one white guy said something that we better leave God's people alone or something like that, you know. But that's, I don't hear nobody. Now, you see one or two white people know who we are. But in the white churches, they don't even touch on it. Because I believe God said it's not time yet. It's not time for them to be, for us to be known nationwide, worldwide. He said it's not time yet. I guess because if God was to start dealing with these preachers and prophets in these white churches to reveal who we really were, it would be persecution. It would be a high volume of persecution. That's probably why he has hidden us. And when we talk about it and preach about it among ourselves, I guess they think we're crazy. You know, they think we don't know what we're talking about. We think, they're just forming a group or something.
Well, one thing I can say, you know, I do appreciate your thoughts and everything that you have shared with us today. But one thing I can honestly say is that the Most High is not confused. Even though, you know, we have been taught that we're in the New Testament, which Christ came and he did die for, we died for our sins. We believe all that. We do. You know, we believe in all those things. However, what we have to understand, too, is that we're dealing with two different Christs. Because one thing about the white people, they don't believe Christ is a Negro. Let's start there. They don't believe that. They don't believe that Yahushua HaMashiach is a Negro from the tribe of Yehuda, because Yehuda was black people. He was born from the womb of a dark-skinned Negro woman. They believe that the God that they're dealing with is a white man, that blonde-haired, that blue-eyed, blonde-haired man that they have hanging on their wall. That's why they're so acceptable of what they've seen. This is what the Christian church has been believing and feeding the people that have been sitting in there, because I was there. I know I preached it. The people that are sitting in there, the Israelites, believe they're Gentiles, and they cannot be a Gentile. A Gentile is a nationality which comes from the children of Japhet, which is one of Noah's sons. So all of that, from the Christian church to what she saw, I don't believe that the God of Israel took her and showed her anything. I think that the God she's serving in there may have showed her some things, but it wasn't Yahushua HaMashiach that showed her those things, because he's not going to promote a lie, because he knows
what
they are teaching. And they've been lying for a very long time. So, no, I don't believe anything that they say. I don't believe anything that they're talking about, because it's, all of it is a lie. It is a big, and until they admit that Christ is a black man, all that they're teaching is a lie. So they're not blind. They know when they read Revelations and they say that his skin was the color of brass that has been burned in a fire, that's black. They know that. Just like they know Egyptians are black people. And I'm going to give you an example.
And that's sad how they done Queen Nefertiti. They just totally made her bust a white woman. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
We had a Caucasian man on our show, and he was on this show, and I asked him a question. I said, what color were the ancient Egyptians? He said they were black. I said, so Moses went up into the house of Pharaoh and passed as his grandson, what color did he have to be? Oh, I see, there you go. I just asked you a simple question. In order for him to pass as Pharaoh's grandson, what color did Moses have to be? He never did want to answer the question. So I answered it for him. Moses was a black man that went into Pharaoh's house and passed as a black man, as an Egyptian. So he was from the tribe of Levi, so he was black. Paul, from the tribe of Benjamin, was mistaken as an Egyptian. So Paul had to be black. Solomon, who was the king of Yehuda, told him in the word that I am black, beautiful, and comely from the tribe of Yehuda. So he had, those are three different tribes from the same father. So
right.
And no one wants to admit the fact that they're dealing with black people. These people know this. I don't deal, let me say this, I don't have a racist bone in my body. I don't hate anybody, but I'm going to tell you they're two different Christs. So when you're dealing with the white Jesus that they're teaching in the church, in the non-denominational church, the Pentecostal church, the Baptist church, the Presbyterian, all that, that's the Jesus that they're dealing with. When you're dealing with the real Pontiac over here that's a black man, they don't know him and they don't want to get to know him. So there's two different things going on here, and it's a mixture of apples and oranges.
I believe they want to whitewash everything. And really, they're deceiving themselves. And it's not that they're not studying the Bible. Just like you say, they know. They know. It's there. They just don't want to acknowledge it, and they don't want to publicize it. They don't want to speak on it because they want to whitewash it, and they don't want to come to the knowledge of the truth. But they will. They will. They want to whitewash everything. Nefertiti. Did you see what they did to Nefertiti bus that they made? Did you see that, Doc?
I seen it.
And that's just, and then not only Nefertiti, but King Tut. It made him white. Did you see that one?
I've seen all of it. Yes, ma'am. They made Jesus white. Let's start there. They made him white. And most of our black people don't want to accept the fact that Yahawashah, the Messiah, is a black man. He is a black man from the tribe of Yehuda. And we can't, and until we do that, until you make that assessment, and until you understand who you really dealing with, you can't serve him in there. Because they're not serving him. They're serving the white Jesus. And it's two of them. It's two different ones. So, that's why I was asking, about your study situation because, we've been doing this a long time. You know, I don't go against them because I don't believe in interrupting what the Most High is doing because the Gentile has an end date, and it's the time until the time of the Gentile be fulfilled. And we have to allow the Gentile, which is the European people, the real quick.
Which is
just
Esau.
Real quick,
Esau. That's Esau.
Which is quick, real quick. Noah's three sons. Ham was first, Shem, and then Japheth. Ham was he was the first one to rule the world, and now it's Japheth's turn, which is the progenitor of the European people, and then we will represent Shem. So we are under the Gentile rule right now. We don't interfere with what they're doing. They're not going to come out of Jerusalem until they are finished, and their time is complete. But in the meantime, the Most High has given us the word, and we have to live by it, and that's what we walk by. So, I am 100% with you guys as it comes to the second Exodus. I do believe that we are getting out of here real soon. I trust y'all's word because his word is not going to come back void. But at the same time, we have a lot of things that we have to do, and we have a lot of teaching, a lot of learning that we have to go through before we leave.
And we're going to get a lot of that here, and we're going to get what we don't know in Ghana, different parts of Africa, and right there in the wilderness. But Donald Trump, just like the Lord revealed to me and many other prophets, they have caught this prophecy that Donald Trump will be reelected. Now, the Lord said he's going to be, and he's going to get his whole full 4 years back. Thank you, Jesus. I felt the anointing. And he said that in those 4 years, which is not long, the Exodus is going to happen within these next 4 years. That's how close we are. That's how close we are. Within this 4 years that's coming, it's going to happen. Within this next 4 years that's coming. Within these 4 years.
So then
Donald Trump's going to sign it. Huh?
He's going to take office in January of 2025. So we got 25, 26, 27, 28. So within from 25 to 28, you're saying that's when the Exodus is going to take place.
Well, the Lord keep revealing to me, Donald Trump may get in that office before November of this year because there's so much chaos. Is people want Biden out of the White House. They want him out.
Yeah, but
he's doing some damaging
Kamala
things.
Kamala Harris could take over as the vice president.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not going to go into details what the Lord
and
told me because that's a whole nother.
Nancy
it's
Pelosi
something
dead.
God is. Let me tell you, it's something, just like I said, God is going to create something, a chaos,
okay,
that's going to bring Biden out of that office. And it's going to probably, from what the Lord has revealed to me, most likely it's going to be before November. We're going to see something going to happen before November. Donald Trump may very well be in the office before November. Because of what's, if they keep Biden in the office any longer, the collapse can start before we get out of here. The things that we was talking about can happen while Biden is in that office. And I believe the Lord is going to move real quick. He's moving now. To get Biden, he's going to do something. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to get him out of there. And he's going to put Donald Trump. We may not even have to vote in November. We may see something. Thank you, Jesus. I felt that. We may see something catastrophic, something, a miracle, not a catastrophic, but a miracle that God is going to do, and it's going to be before November. So that means if he's going to be in there before November, he's going to have, what, 23, 24, 25, 26. That's 4 years. So that's how close we is to the Exodus. In the next 4 years, 23, 24, 25, and 26.
Well, you know, this is a prophecy that you have given. They have heard it across the world, and we will see. I mean, one thing we don't do is we don't debate about prophecy, because if it's true, it's going to come to pass. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, that's how I look at it. I do not debate about prophecy of any kind. If it is of the Most High, it will come to pass. So we will see. And you say by this November, Donald Trump is going to be back in the office.
Donald Trump will be in the office. The Lord was just showing me some things that it's very possible that he may be in there before November. Before
this November. This November, 2022.
Yeah, this November. That's right.
Oh.
I'm just saying now that we may not have to vote. Something else may take place. It may not even be a vote.
Okay.
We just have to watch that because I'm watching too. Now, we may vote, but from what the Lord revealed showed me, we might not have to vote. It may not be a vote.
Okay.
Because he got to get him in there. He got to put it back in there. He got to get the serpent out of the White House. He got to get him out of there.
Okay.
Because Biden is doing some horrific things. And I think God is a very patient God, but there are sometimes you can provoke him. And I think he's provoked it right now with Biden and his administration. And I believe God gonna move. He's moving real quick. He's moving right now. But I believe he's going to move Biden out of that office before November. We will see. Now, if he do it in November, that's good. But from what I was sensing, and it was very strong, it's very possible that it looked like he's going to do something before November.
Okay, well. Like I said, I mean, you know, you got everybody listening. We got a lot of listeners up there. So, you know, we'll wait and see, you know, because right now he is on the hot seat for them paperwork and stuff they done found at his house. So we'll see. You know, one thing about time, the time will be able to tell it all. You know, like I said, we don't debate prophecy. We just watch it. So let's see what happens.
Donald Trump is innocent. Okay, the January 6th, they couldn't find nothing on the January 6th. They couldn't find out with the Russian mess, and they're not going to find nothing at Mar-a-Lago in those papers. They're not going to find anything. Because all that's going to be overturned, and hear me what I say. He's going to regain it all back. He's going to recover it all. They're going to give it all back to him. He's already working in his favor right now. The judge who's sitting on the court for, she has approved to have a master to go over those papers, to watch them examine those papers. That's God moving right there. They didn't want that. They fought against that. But you see, God intervened in that. And he approved that they have a master, which is a lawyer, that can sit there and watch what they're doing and watch what else God's going to do. He's going to come out smelling like a rose. They ain't going to find out no Donald Trump. Donald Trump came into office kind of rough saying things. But you see, I tell people all the time, stop watching what Donald Trump say and watch what he do. The Democrats are afraid of Donald Trump because they can't buy him. They can't sell him. They can't do nothing with him. His ruling is different from them. Donald Trump is not for abortion. Democrats are for abortion. Donald Trump was bringing the Keystone Pipeline through here, which would have, you know, our gas would have been like $2 maybe. The first thing Biden went into office and did, he shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Over 40,000 people lost their jobs. That was stupid. Donald Trump did a lot of things for black people. He was getting black people out of jails who were sentenced for little petty crimes. See, people don't know all these things because they don't read, they don't pay attention. And they put all these videos up, and they invid these videos, and they'll slice it and put another word, and they mix it and make it say that Donald Trump said that. That's why he always talked about fake news. Because they don't want him in the office. Donald Trump was against. He's not against all of the things that the Democrats. The Democrats want us to be dependent on the government. They want us to kneel. They want takeover. They want to take over this country. If the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, the Antichrist would have already been here if Donald Trump had been in that office. Donald Trump is not with that one-world government. That's another thing they don't like him. They wanted him to be involved in the one-world government. He's not against. He's against that.
Well, let me say this. Let me say this in all fairness. We are running out of time. Our show ends about 5 o'clock. So I wanted to say thank you so much for your comments, all of your thoughts and everything. Please feel free to join us again. You know, we here every week. You know, I'm sure that you have had an opportunity to look at the website and all the things that we have out there. And please feel free, if you'd like to join our classes, you're more than welcome to do that. But I have to, you know, kind of take over the class now, the show now, so that I can give the rest of my announcements. If anybody else have one comment or something before we hang up, if you'd like to push one, please feel free to do that. If not, I just want to remind you guys, don't forget that we are in the Feast of Trumpets tonight. We're doing that tonight. It's ending at 8 o'clock tonight. Please don't forget to call in to our regular scheduled show at 8 o'clock tonight so that we can end that. And so we can go on with our regular scheduled days. And don't forget, we're going to assume our regularly scheduled programs for next week. We'll see you guys in that time. You know, all praises be to the Most High. And we really do thank you, sis, for taking the time out of your day to be a part of our show. I did try to get in touch with Ambassador Gillum for him to come on as well, but I guess they didn't have time to do that. They do have contact information on the Internet. You know, if you need to contact them or whatever, you can definitely do that, and they'll contact you right away. But I appreciate it. It was very interesting. Is there one last thing that you'd like to say before we dismiss?
Yes. There is something I want to say. It was a lady saying that I think she kind of misunderstood. Maybe she didn't quite hear what I was saying. When she thought I was saying pray for our families. What I meant, I want all your listeners to pray against the persecution in this Exodus. pray for the, pray against the persecution, pray against the huntings, that they're supposed to be hunting us, pray against that they're supposed to be shooting us down in the street. This is what Ambassador David Gilmore said he saw in the vision. I want people to pray against the persecution when they get ready to give us the reparations. Because they're definitely going to try to do it, but God can intervene in it. He can stop it.
No doubt about that. We do agree with that 100%. Absolutely no problems at all whatsoever. Just want to say, again, thank you so much for your time, and you're more than welcome to come to our show at any time. And on that note, I hope that you guys have enjoyed the program as I have. And we'll see you back here again next Sunday, same time, same place. And we'd like to say shalom, shalom to everyone, and we'll see you guys later on. Shalom, shalom. Everybody have a wonderful rest of your day. Shalom, everyone. Bye-bye.